We continue our athletes in college interviews with Brooks Jones, a 2025 Beloit grad. Brooks, what have you been up to this summer?
Oh, been busy with a lot of things, John. A lot of work. I got the privilege of going back to student council camp to be a counselor this year and just kind of cherishing these last few moments as a high school kid.
Absolutely. Well, you picked UNK, Nebraska Kearney. Going to be a jab thrower up there under Dane Toby. Ryland Bassard of Stockton has thrown well over 200 up there as a freshman last year. A few Kansas kids up there. Tell us about what you know about Nebraska Kearney track and field athletes and Coach Dane Toby.
Yeah, I mean, it's a great program up there. I'm so excited to go up. There's a lot of great guys, a lot of North Central Kansas guys. Like you said, Ryland from Stockton, he's going to be this should be his last year with us, I think. And then Wyatt Hammond from Norton is up there. Lakin Getz from Quinter, he went 207 or 208 in high school last year. And then there's been some other good Kansas kids up there. Kenyon Forrest from Newton threw for him last year. And then I'll be going in with a kid, Cannon Duncan, out of Pleasant Ridge. And I'm just excited to get to work with him.
Well, Brooks, you didn't have a lot of choice. Your dad's a two-time state champion in the discus and a runner-up from Logan, Kansas. And then Kirsten Barrett Jones, your mom from Jewel, was a all-state, all-American athlete from Jewel. Really good at basketball, but got second, third, and fifth in the high jump. You not only do you have the genes to wear the Jones family tradition in track and field, but your mom and dad were outstanding athletes at their respective schools.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, growing up with that and growing up knowing how good they were, and they're very humble about it, but it kind of drives you. And I've always set that goal from when I was really little going to track practice with my dad. I decided this is kind of what I want to do. But yeah, and it goes beyond them to kind of my dad's whole side. I always tell people, if I would have played baseball, I wasn't coming to family Christmas. So it's definitely a tradition, and it's definitely fun to be around and to be a part of that, for sure.
Well, Brooks, you ran into a buzzsaw in Eli Johnson and Brody Boudreaux, and both shot in discus, so your parents kind of convinced you to throw the javelin, one of the hardest events in track and field because of the techniques and the body control and everything that can do to damage your body. Kind of talk about how you got convinced to throw the javelin and where you started to throw the javelin junior high, freshman year. Where did it happen?
Yeah, so when I came into junior high, obviously I didn't have a seventh grade season because of the COVID shutdown, but there were some dudes, and like you said, Eli and Brody Boudreaux, and there were a lot of guys in there that were throwing the shot and the disc a real long ways, and they were a lot better than I was. So I kind of started my javelin career there, and really I started as something where I can just go to the track meets and compete. And then my freshman year came around, and I was convinced I wanted to be a discus thrower like my dad. So I was big into the shot and the disc, and I kind of realized I was like, I'm not going to make it here. So I talked to my parents, and they said, if you want to compete, you better try the javelin. So I went ahead and started at that, and it didn't go great the first few years, but we're doing all right now.
As a freshman, you made the finals of the league meet. As a sophomore, threw 145 and was 10th at the Beloit Relays. Just kind of talk about your freshman sophomore year adjusting to the jab throw.
Yeah, I looked a lot different then. I hadn't quite matured very much, but it's one of those events where it takes 2 or 3 years to get your technique down and to get it solid. But freshman year, I got to watch an amazing thrower. Brennan Walker, he was a senior my freshman year, so I kind of got to watch him and learn the ropes. But freshman, sophomore year, I'd say, are kind of the learning experience, the learning years that got me to where I am today.
Well, Brooks, your junior year, you threw 20-foot better PR at Clay Center, and then you actually went to second grade. Your mom and dad both taught at Smith Center for a couple of years, and then busted out a Jones-like throw with 183 at the Redmond Relays, and you were on your way to championship throws in the jab. Kind of talk about your junior year with a bust-out year at Clay Center and then a big throw at Smith Center.
Yeah, going into my junior year, I had a lot of high hopes. I was excited. I was coming back, and I kind of had honed in on javelin at this point. So, yeah, I came out at Clay Center. I think I threw 160-something, and I was really excited with that. And then we went to Smith Center the next meet, and I threw a 180, and that really kind of set in stone. I'm like, okay, this could be my event. And then during Smith Center, I injured my back a little bit, and I threw through it all year, and it got to the point where I couldn't achieve my goals with my back, and I fell short at regionals, so I didn't make state. But I feel like that just fueled me to kind of have this big senior year that I felt like I had.
Well, Brooks, tell us about the techniques, and so many things can go wrong with throwing the jab as far as back soreness, arms, labrum tear, all those things. Talk about types of javelin throws and how hard it is to make that technique work so you don't damage your body.
Yeah, so I learned, like I said, with my back injury, I learned my junior year, you're going to bend or you're going to break. So my junior year, I threw with a stress fracture in my lower spine all year, and that kind of that hit me. I'm like, okay, if I want to keep doing this, I got to figure something out. So with the javelin, a big deal is just being mobile with your body and being able to sustain the forces that are put on it. So the big deal, I think, with javelin is your body's got to be able to hit the positions you got to hit in the throw by being flexible, and then everything comes after that. But javelin is definitely, I like to tell all the shot and disc guys that it's way more technical than anything they're doing. But that's right or wrong, I really don't know. But I'll argue my case.
Well, Brooks, using your junior year to come out and succeed and get PRs at Clay Center and Smith Center, you come out your senior year and got to compete right away at the KU Relays, the best of the best, and not only the state of Kansas, but American track. Kind of talk about the KU Relays starting your senior year there and what you learned to end up being second in the state with a throw of 196.7 and a school tying a school record.
Yeah, so I opened my senior year up with Concordia, and then I got to go to Smith Center, and I threw another big one there at 195. I think. And then right after that, we were going straight into KU Relays. So I had a lot of high hopes going into KU Relays. And then I kind of showed up and I was like looking at the list, and 1, 2, and 3 in the nation are all there with me. And I was kind of like, okay, this will be a learning experience. And I really think being able to go to KU Relays and experience that atmosphere really helped me once I got to state. Because throwing at state and throwing at KU Relays and those big meets is a completely different atmosphere than anything we see. And I think that really helped me just be able to go to KU Relays and experience that for sure.
Well, Brooks, you won 6 out of 9 events this year as a senior. And then I'm texting your mom because there's no results. I'm doing radio results for all the Beloit Relays and out at Scott City at Regional, and no Brooks Jones. And I'm like, come on, Nate, come on, Kirsten. And finally, it was quite a ways after the last event had been run, and she said, we made it, barely. Talk about your regional throw and the ups and downs of that toss competition out there at Scott City and how you made it to state.
Yeah, Regionals was not my proudest performance at all, but obviously, Scott City is a long way down there, and grass runway, which a lot of guys down there throw on grass runways, but I didn't have a whole lot of experience on one. And I went down there, and I threw my worst meet of the year. I threw 172 feet, and I ended up with 6th place in the regional, which was worse than I did my junior year. In my junior year, I didn't get to go to state, but since they changed the rules, we could take top 4 and the next best 3. So we took all 7 possible out of our regional, and that was really cool just to be around all those great throwers. But yeah, it's definitely kind of like hit home that you got to perform now. It doesn't matter what you did earlier. You got to do it now. So really thankful we made her to state and were able to accomplish that goal.
Well, Brooks Jones, 2025 Beloit graduate, 2nd in the state in the javelin and 3A. Just kind of talk about the competition and the throws in the preliminaries and then busting out a 196.7. That it took a heck of a throw from a young man from Osage City to beat you. But talk about your day in the sun down there at state track at Wichita.
Yeah, that was a great time for me, just because when we used to live down there in Cheney, we'd always go to the state track meets, and my uncle would be coaching, and we'd be down there the full 2 days watching every event, and just being able to go and compete was awesome. It really was like full circle moment of where I've made it to. But like you said, in my preliminary throws, I wasn't seated high enough to be in the second flight. So I threw my first flight, and I think I threw 189, which was a really good throw. I thought that might win me the meet. But so I had to sit second flight, and then I came back in finals and was able to throw that 196 footer. And then Kaysen Parsons from Osage, he's a really great thrower. He'll be back this year as just a senior, but he's thrown over 200 feet at least once. And so on his last throw, he was able to beat me by 14 inches, I believe. But still, I can't ask for much more than a PR at state.
Well, Brooks Jones, it wouldn't be an interview with the Beloit High School track and field athlete without talking about your coach, Casey Seifert, what he means to you and what he means to the team.
Yeah, absolutely. Coach Seifert means the world to me. I still remember my eighth grade year, my first year of track, when I didn't make shot put or discus and I thought I was done. He made it a point to come and talk to me and say, keep practicing. You can stay after practice and practice with us. And that really sums up who he is as a person and a coach. And he's always in your corner no matter what. So having him along for this ride and being able to use his knowledge and what he knows, and just to be able to get to know him as a person outside of a coach, has been really amazing. So,
well, Brooks Jones, best of luck at UNK, across the border there at Nebraska Kearney, and God bless you and your family. And we look forward to seeing what you can do up there in Kearney.
Well, thank you very much.